Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today with Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
Coming up on NBA Today, Giannis got the best of Zion last night. Is Milwaukee hitting their stride or are the Pels simply free-falling? We discuss. Plus, Dame Lillard, he makes Blazers history video that you need to see because it wasn't even the wildest thing to happen in that game. We will show you all of that. And CP3, he showed out the Suns last night. But what he did this past weekend, it may be even more impressive. And major news regarding the Suns we're getting into right now. So I mentioned it, big news out of Phoenix to start our show. Billionaire mortgage lender Matt Ishbia is finalizing a deal to purchase the Suns and the Mercury. Our senior insider Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting a little bit about Ishbia. He has explored buying several NBA and NFL teams in recent years, and he was a walk-on for Tom Izzo at Michigan State. We are now joined by senior insider Adrian Wojnarowski and our senior writer Baxter Holmes. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Woj, I want to start with you here because what strikes me about this deal is both the speed in which it happened and the price tag that it came with. What stands out to you most here?
No, that's exactly right, Malika. And Matt Ishbia has been someone who has wanted very much to own an NBA team, and he has pursued several teams who weren't for sale and has been aggressive in recent years in both the NBA and NFL in trying to purchase a team. And I think that the $4 billion price tag, this valuation on the Suns, I think that speaks to how quickly this process went because Matt Ishbia put, I think, in front of Robert Sarver the kind of offer that allowed this to move quickly. And this is somebody who's spent a lot of time studying, preparing to be an NBA owner, how he would run an organization. And I know who is really excited to get, I think, an organization, a franchise in a marketplace that many around the league have always believed has been one of the sleeping giants, that with good ownership, that the Suns can be a free agent destination. This is going to be a place that can compete for the best players in the league. And I think for Ishbia, this is the culmination of really a several-year process. He's gotten to know Adam Silver. He's gotten to know other NBA owners. And so I think getting this done, not just for him, but for the league, to end this tumultuous Robert Sarver era is important.
You mentioned Robert Sarver, and Baxter, you have been covering this saga since its inception. Your reporting is part of the reason why we are here today. But you published a story yesterday in which Suns employees, they talked about the culture that current executives, they still uphold even with Robert Sarver out. What are those employees hoping to see today?
Well, one of the first sentiments that they still hope for is that some of these senior executives will be gone from the organization. I had one just message me moments ago and hopes that the head of security will be escorting them out when new ownership comes into the team. But there's still a lot of questions. They're surprised by the speed at which it's happened. It's my understanding that a very motivated buyer, as Woj just mentioned, can expedite this process. But this is a turning of the page for these Suns employees, for an organization after a tumultuous period of about, 18 years under Robert, but also 2 months since he announced he was going to be selling the team.
So, Woj, we talked at high levels about this price tag, but $4 billion here, that's significantly more than we've seen teams go for in the past. What does that do moving forward as other teams potentially come up for sale?
Yeah, I think for the NBA, let's start in the labor negotiations right now with the Players Association. Certainly, if you're the union right now, you're saying that, hey, listen, we don't want to hear about the idea that it is not profitable in small markets and mid-sized markets and others to own a team, that the financial structure of, say, the salary cap has to have dramatic change. The league is pursuing, an upper spending limit, essentially a hard cap, when the valuation of these teams is rising. And I think for other owners, I think this is an opportunity, you know, to take stock in what could they get for their team. And I think ultimately this is good for the league. It's good for the certainly the owners. It's good for the Players Association. There's no question about that. But I think, you know, you are seeing on the cusp of a new labor agreement and a new media deal that the league expects to have exponentially bigger revenue coming in. I think this is something of a landmark sale to Matt Ishbia at $4 billion with the Phoenix Suns.
A landmark sale. Very interesting. Woj, Baxter, thank you, gentlemen. We will be getting more to the Suns on the court in just a little bit. But let's get to a big matchup from last night with some help from our crew. We have Jalen Rose, Zach Lowe, and Richard Jefferson at a brand new desk. Ty, thank you so much for this. It feels like Christmas.
Fly Ty.
Have a new desk. Fly Ty. I like that. Let's get to the highlight because the Bucks. Yeah, it's a bigger, newer desk. You didn't notice that? We're going to stop there. The Bucks started a five-game road trip last night in New Orleans, so let's get to Giannis versus Zion. I said Giannis versus Zion, but actually, this turned out to be Giannis versus Jonas Valanciunas.
He was balling, 37 points, 18 rebounds, 28 points in the first half. He was an absolute problem. And look, people might not know Jonas Valanciunas very well, but he is a perfect complement to Zion Williamson because he's a stretch five. He can give him space to work down the low block. But this was a gutsy game all night. And look at this lob.
Marjan Beauchamp throwing it up for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis, he got into his, in his bag last night.
Yeah, well.
And it's Giannis.
And on the other side, Jonas Valanciunas wasn't going to be able to guard Giannis either. We're going to be 100% honest, like even right there with that simple blow by.
But first opposing players with 25 points in the first half since 2019. That's nothing to scoff at. Let's go ahead to the third quarter here. This is when the Bucks started to pull away a little bit. Getting frustrated, Zion was a bit here. He just couldn't quite get his shot to go.
Well, normally he's the bully, and even there, he's trying to play bully ball. It's just not working out. He's not dropping. Look, 9 points and 5 turnovers through three quarters. He was struggling.
Going ahead to the fourth quarter here, the Bucks continuing to create some separation. Jrue Holiday back for Milwaukee. Giannis. Hold on to your butts.
Yeah, there's not much you can do right there. I love that slash cut because a lot of times when that ball's on that opposite wing, everyone turns their head. You can cut backdoor or cut in front of a person. But even again,
No.
Big fella. He starts getting warmed up, though. You can't keep a bull, down for long. He's a freaking rhino.
Well, just when you thought the Bucks were going to just walk away with this one, the Pelicans pull it within three. Jrue Holiday pulls up. Big three for the Bucks there. Once again, Brooke Lopez has been getting it done for Milwaukee. He lets the folks know. Milwaukee wins at 128-119. So here's the top of the East. The Bucks leading the pack. Boston, who had led the conference for the past month, is a half game behind. Then it's the Cavs in third. The Nets, don't look now. They're fourth after winning 10 of their last 11 games. But Zach, it's someone on the Bucks. It's not Giannis. It is not Chris Middleton who is standing out to you. Who is that?
The Bucks have the best record in the NBA. Well. Chris Middleton's barely gotten off the ground this season. Jrue Holiday's missed 7 games. Giannis is Giannis. How about Brooke Lopez? You see, all those Zion misses in that clip had one thing in common. A big, giant dude was under the rim with his hands up saying, no, not in here. He might be the front runner for Defensive Player of the Year. I think everybody knows that by now. What people might not know, he's averaging more points and more minutes than in any season since he played for the Brooklyn Nets, which feels like a million years ago. He's shooting 40% from three, 59% from two. He spaces the floor for Giannis. He'll bulldoze you in the post if you put a small guy on. And I'm saying it right now, given the time Middleton has missed and Holiday has missed and the Bucks have the best record in the league, he is a real all-star case.
Oh.
Not just a feel-good defense player of the year case. Brooke Lopez belongs in the all-star conversation.
And when you have the best record in the East, that gives you a chance to have three all-stars. But the thing about Brooke that I like is if you're going to be a seasoned veteran, at some point you got to reinvent yourself psychologically, but also reinvent your game. And when he was with the Nets, as you described, he was primarily a post player. Back to the basket, mid-range, really good shooter. Then he added the three-point shot. Then he added the defensive prowess to go alongside Giannis. And just imagine, two centers last night, we talked about Valanciunas and Lopez, both scored over 30. But putting Jrue Holiday out on Zion, point Zion away from the floor allowed both of those guys, Giannis, along with Lopez to be rim protectors if he did a drive-by.
Yeah, no, and look, when we're talking about Brook Lopez, a lot of people forget he's the all-time leading scorer for the Nets franchise.
I love
that. Right? So this man can score points, but the variety of ways in which he does it, and which I love, but he only took 2 free throws last night. So he had 30 points on all buckets, mm-hmm. just cleaning up. You're not running plays for him. You might go to him if there's some sort of mismatch or something, but ultimately you're running through Giannis, and then you have the ball handler, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton when he's playing. Mm. But I love that Brook Lopez knows how to fit in without having a ton of plays and having a system around him.
Well, I mentioned it. The Bucks are embarking on a 5-game road trip here, and that road trip includes the Celtics, Jaylen, on Christmas Day. I am so excited for that matchup. I'll be on the sidelines for that one. It feels like, do we even ask, okay, who do you believe in more, the Celtics or the Bucks? It feels like they're just going to be toggling back and forth all year long.
It just head scratching to me. Within the last couple of years, we had human beings saying that Giannis wasn't the best player in the game, which he is. And we also had people saying the Celtics should break up Tatum and Brown. And now those two teams, to me, are not only the best two teams in their conference, the East, but the best two teams in the NBA. Mm. And the Celtics getting back Robert Williams III, that's just going to be a game changer for their lineup.
That's the thing. Seeing both of these teams at full strength, that's something we didn't quite get in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. All right, still to come here on NBA Today. Chris Paul, he put up a season high last night against a Lakers squad that was missing their stars. But wait until you hear what he accomplished this past weekend. It's truly special. And we're going streaking, baby. The first time in 40 years, the Knicks and Nets are both on win streaks. But who's going to keep it going longer, Richard?
What's the definition of a streak?
Bing bong.
Plus, we have to dive into the wild stat line that Jokic put up over the weekend. Is he playing his way to a third MVP, Zach?
My brothers used to do
that. Look out.
We'll be right back.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
All right, gentlemen, let's go coast to coast on other games from last night. And we're going to start with Damian Lillard passing Clyde Drexler for most points in Blazers history. He made a layup with 3 seconds left to tie the game against the Thunder, but then SGA, he hit a game winner as time expired. His third go-ahead shot in the last 2 seconds this season. So, Jaylen, has he already locked up the new Jerry West Clutch Award?
He's working towards it. Still a lot of basketball to be played. But during the holiday, people are going to be talking about who the best players in the game. And they're going to mention the OGs like Dame, Bron, Embiid, Steph, and Kawhi. And they're going to talk about the new Gs like Ja, Jokic, and Luka. That guy has a chance to be all NBA for the first time.
Interesting. All right, moving on to the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell faced the Jazz for the first time since the offseason trade. He had 23 points in 23 minutes. The Cavs win it. Rich, do you think both teams are happy with how this trade worked out now?
Yeah, I think both teams should be ecstatic. But, you know, when you're looking at Cleveland, the chances of them getting high-level free agents is very, very slim. They don't get it that way. So for them to go out and make a trade and keep all of their key pieces, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, and you're keeping Mobley, you're keeping all of your main pieces, and he has fit in outstanding.
Last but certainly not least, the Suns, they beat a shorthanded Lakers team thanks largely to a season-high 28 points from Chris Paul. Patrick Beverley hit CP3 with a too small despite the Lakers being down 20. Chris Paul starting to look like Chris Paul again, Zach.
Too small is getting overused, by the way. Too many people are using too small. But yeah, the Suns have won 3 straight now. They were reeling. Now 2 of those wins are against the LA teams who were injury riddled. But Chris Paul, after a slow start, this is 4 or 5 good games in a row for him. And obviously, if the Suns are going to make noise in the playoffs, they need Pete Chris Paul. I think Jose Alvarado fired him up. He's back.
I agree. All right, we're going to stick with Chris Paul, though, because congratulations are in order. He is now a college graduate. So he attended Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem from 2003 to 2005, and then he enrolled at Winston-Salem State University to fulfill his promise he made to his parents to graduate. Anscape's Mark Spears documented the future Hall of Famer's graduation journey.
Sun snapped the five-game losing streak, 111-95.
Chris Paul, the graduate who will be heading to North Carolina to get his degree.
I'm excited to be going back home to Winston-Salem. You know, my family with me, my wife, my kids, my parents, my brother.
Chris Paul had less than 10 hours following the Suns' December 15th road win versus the Clippers to make it from L.A. to his graduation in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He hopped on a private jet with his family to make his college graduation ceremony from a historically black university.
To do this and to be able to do this here at home and to walk and to talk to these students today during the whole process is something I'll never forget.
Put my cap and gown on right now, huh?
Yeah.
The graduation for about 350 students was in a small hockey arena, about 15 minutes away from where the Winston-Salem native grew up.
I did not know you was graduating.
Man.
This made me feel like an old man.
What is he doing?
I don't need sports bet, man.
Just ask me how many points I'm going to score next
game. How many points you going to score?
We welcome you to the commencement ceremony for Winston-Salem State.
CP3 had about 75 proud family members in attendance, several of who helped him along the challenging way as an NBA player and during his stint as president of the Players Association.
Christopher E. Paul.
Congratulations, baby.
Thank you, mama. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's cool because I've never gone to a college graduation, so I think it was cool to see the first person go, my dad.
And his mom helped out. His mom was always like, don't forget you have this assignment. His mom like kept checking his portal. So it was cool to see how everybody kind of came together to make it happen.
Look like you had fun, man.
I had a great time. I'll never forget Vince Carter graduating from Carolina. I remember seeing that. I was in high school at the time. And I was like, hold on, it's a playoff. It's the playoffs. And Vince Carter went back and graduated, and then he went back for a game. And so for me, that has stuck with me. I'm sure Vince don't even know that I seen that, but it's something that stuck with me my whole life. And I always said, if ever given the opportunity and the days match up, I want to walk.
Ultimately, you decided to finish your degree at HBCU, Winston-Salem State. Tell me about your decision to do that.
One of my little cousins graduated, and I remember being at his graduation, and I was like, man, I've been around these HBCUs my whole life and didn't know that they underfunded and they're not getting this and they're not getting that. I looked at myself. I was like, how can I help? And on the journey of trying to amplify HBCUs, it was like, well, it's time for me to get my degree.
Huge congratulations to Chris and his entire family. Coming up this Sunday, it's NBA Christmas Day. Every year, some of the association's best matchup. I cannot wait for this. And coming up right here at the bottom of the hour, we have the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. So you were looking at Eastern Michigan defensive end Jose Ramirez, the MAC Defensive Player of the Year, had 12 sacks this season. Eastern Michigan versus San Jose State at 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific on ESPN and the app. That's coming up right after our show.
I think he's calling football.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Brooklyn can win it here. Backs up, right wing three for the win. Good! Kyrie Irving!
Cooking with gasoline.
I'm out of here. I ain't seen nothing like this.
Ivy on the top against Watanabe. He will drive him and posterize him.
Luka maneuvers away from the closeout.
And that is about the best dunk we've ever seen in a Luka!
I probably have the most bounce on the team too, so.
Pass up ahead. Here's the exclamation point, Anthony Edwards!
LeBron down the middle!
Here's Rose.
Scoring bonanza for Nikola Jokic.
And what he does is just amazing every night.
40 points, 27 rebounds, 10 assists.
We had a fun last 72 hours of hoops, and we've had fun since our show ended last week. What is that you got there?
I have a little elf.
A little elf on the shelf, an elf in the pocket. So here's what we're going to do. Instead of doing chop it or drop it, we're going to do it with a little holiday twist. I understand the shelf it. That means we're not going to talk about it. Elf it means you do.
Oh, here we go.
So we're just going to try this, all right? And we're going to start with that man, Nikola Jokic, because did you see what he did? I mean, his stat line against the Hornets, it was absolutely insane. 40 points, career high, 27 rebounds. He's the third player in NBA history to record at least 40, 25, and 10 in a game, joining Wilt Chamberlain, who did it four times, and then Elgin Baylor. Elf it or shelf it, Jalen?
I say elf it.
Yeah, that means talk about it. There we go.
Elf it because Bill Russell, Chamberlain, and Larry Bird all were three-time MVPs. If they're the number one seed in the West and he keep putting up Hall of Fame-type numbers, he has a chance to do three in a row.
What do you think, Zach?
Oh, nice. Sure does. 25, 10, and 9. He's shooting 62%, 68% on twos. Get ready. He's going to make a run at it.
There you go. All right, let's go to the next one. Don't look now, but the two longest win streaks in the NBA, they're both in New York. The Nets and the Knicks have won six and seven straight, respectfully. Respectively and respectfully. What do you think?
I think this is great. I think both
elf it.
I think both teams are going to make the postseason. I love that the Brooklyn Nets have quietly started to put together some momentum, 1-6 straight. But the Knicks, I like that they're stable. They have something. They're building a foundation, which I will give them a lot of respect. Mm. They're building a little bit of a foundation, so I'm looking forward to it.
Knicks fans, you hear that? That's Richard saying good things about you. All right, Zach, last one before we go. I know you love NBA mascots. So does Mr. Elf. So the Thunder's mascot, Rumble the Bison, snuck up on our friend Brooke Olsendam, the Blazers sideline reporter.
Let's see it.
Watch this. Brooke.
It's a little scary. Those eyes are scary.
I mean, I would have...
She has no idea.
That's good mascotting.
That would have been me, though.
Good mascot.
That would have been me.
I love NBA mascots, but they should be making more than WNBA players. I'm just saying.
That's fair enough. I'm so mad at this situation. Like, this is not. I can't.
I want to see the facial reaction.
If you're just standing there.
She was this
She just. Did y'all know?
The elf is laughing at you.
Did y'all know?
Yeah, I'm water.
I don't know.
I didn't want you to, like, cuss on TV or anything.
I came close. I hope y'all had that mute button ready. All right.
Yes.
We're getting you set to get to the potato bowl. No. Check my pulse.
No.
I think it's high.
No.
I mean...
What do we got?
Is that a potato?
No, that's not. That's just a picture, or like a.
No, that's the famous Idaho.
Not a picture. I mean, that's like a sculpture.
I don't know, sir. That looks like a.
There's no
large.
That big, Malika.
Well, yeah, I get that.
If that guy says it's real, I believe it's.
Yeah, he looks serious. If that potato snuck up behind me, I would definitely would have had to hit the mute button on that. All right, that's going to do it for us here on NBA Today. We will see you tomorrow. We're getting you out to Idaho now for the potato.